Well, Pinkies, I'm just sneaking in here at the beginning of the real Pink Wheel Nuts podcast because I just had to tell you a funny story. And I also want to just give you a cue to stay tuned to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast for the next couple of episodes because I think we might have some interesting announcements that might benefit you. So come back to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcasts for the next couple shows. So anyway, I have to tell you this story. I have been laughing. I've had four separate giggle fests over this one, ladies and gentlemen. You know my friend Mark in Canada, musings of a tech writer. I've been complaining on my shows about his 13 Minutes of Rain podcast that he put out. Quite a bit in jest, actually, because I do enjoy some white noise. So it's a great white noise audiophile. But in any case, so Mark left me a comment on my website about me complaining about the rain casts. And said, effectively, if you didn't like my rain episode, wait until the next episode, 20 minutes of the kitchen garbage disposal. So I laughed at that, and I thought that was funny. So I was at work yesterday. On the weight machine, because you know I love to go and get on the elliptical weight machine. And trying to get my six-pack. Of course, I don't have a six-pack. I have more of a wine box. I have a wine box. I'm trying to reduce the size of my wine box from a 4-liter to a 1-liter box. In any case, so I'm on this damn elliptical machine, and I usually listen to podcasts. I was listening to Angry Pantry and stuff like that. And I was going at it at this damn elliptical machine because I was trying to get, I wanted to do 500 calories in less than 50 minutes. So I was really pushing it for me. Anyway, so I was intent on maintaining this pace that I was on this elliptical machine. And I remembered, oh, I got to listen to Mark's show, podcast 179. I had forgot that I got this, you know, Mark got a new episode out. So I turned it on, and I don't know if you listen to Musing Mark in Canada, but his show started with a few minutes of the garbage disposal going. Well, I burst out laughing, and I'm on this machine, and the arms are flying back and forth, and my legs are going, and I just lost my gut. I laughed so hard, I almost collapsed. I almost fell off that freaking elliptical machine, and I laughed and laughed, and I it screwed up my meter. Oh my god, I almost died right there on that fucking machine, Mark. That was so funny. You go, don't make Mark mad at you people, because he will save up his revenge and he will attack when you least expect it. So that was very funny, your kitchen garbage disposer. Oh my god, and then I was laughing. I was just, I wasn't even listening to anything. I was sitting in a chair and I started giggling about it, and Mr. Anderson just thought that I had lost my nut. I was giggling in the chair. I was giggling when I went to bed. Oh, it was very funny. I know you had to be there, but I certainly appreciated the laugh. So, go and listen to Musings of a Tech Writer, people, number 179. And the noise at the front end is in reference to my complaining. So I get what I deserve. All right, I'm going to get out of here and finish my laundry. And here is the rest of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Bye-bye. Guess I better roll these windows up, hey? So that we can talk. Well, hello, Pinkies. This is the Faye Driver. It's been a little bit of a break. We've had quite a bit of busyness around the old Faye Driver's house, castle, realm, domain. It has been Pride Weekend here in the Vancouvers. And we've been quite busy with many of the Pride activities. Not the least of which being the Pride Parade, which we participated, well, we watched. I had one of my lesbian godmother friends come to visit from up north. And let's see, what else did we do? We went and met Dale in Vancouver from the HD Inspirations blog, www.hdinspirations.com, and his partner at the Pride Picnic in the Park, which I talked about just briefly in the last show. So that was fun and interesting. Spent a little time with Dale. There's been lots of drinking and debauching this weekend. I was able to wash two cars. Not that they needed to be washed, but I did clean them up. Today we're driving around in the Deliverator. And it's feeling very summery. I'm on my way to work this morning. It just feels like a Sunday, but in actual fact, it's Wednesday today. So there's no traffic or anything. I know I'm gonna be kicking myself for saying that, because as soon as I go around this corner, I bet we'll be inundated. So anyway, I'm taking the long way to work so we can spend a little bit of time together, Pinkies, because the podcasts have been a bit short and not filled with very much information. So I'm giving you my all here today. I'm giving you my all. So what are we going to talk about? Oh yes, many people are getting new cars now. Many things to talk about. Casey in Denver bought a new Jeep. It's a beauty. A Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. It looks like just a piece of heavenly delight. It's a big Jeep 4x4, people. It's the long one, the four-door version. And it looks absolutely beautiful. He's already invested quite a bit of money into it to add goodies and things. So he's added some lights and running bars. What are they called? Running boards and all kinds of other things. So Casey in Denver has a new car. Now, and Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Scotty's getting a new truck. It looks like a truck. Looks like a Datsun or a Toyota pickup truck, if you ask me. I thought it was a B2000, but he says we don't have those in Australia. So I'm curious to see what this is, because he just gave us a little bit of a hint in a picture on Twitter. The other interesting thing is Scotty sent me a voice letter. Thank you very much, Scotty, and I'm going to play that right now. We got a nice corner coming up here. Woohoo! Through the corner. There we go. Oh, I love it. And we got a clear, free... Oh, look at all the traffic going the other way. Woohoo! All right, let me play Scotty's message now.
G'day, mysterious Faye Driver. This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler, and I am... Well, actually, no, I'm on my ass because I'm sitting down. And you are just such a complainer. You put out a podcast saying you want an update, and that very same day I had already lovingly created and uploaded a beautiful video podcast so you can see my exciting life in Indonesia. Anyway, what else do I have to say? One, I'm still living at my brother's house and he does not have the internet. Yes, that's true. Unbelievable, but true. Two, I can imagine you getting blue hair, funnily enough, but only because I watched your... Which one was it? Episode 80, your video podcast. And did I ever say this, but you look nothing like I imagined. I can't remember if I ever told you that. Anyway, so now that I quickly go back and peruse the video podcast of you, I can imagine you with blue hair. What else was I going to say? Oh, I don't know, I've forgotten. Okay, well, seeing as you don't appear to have a listener call-in line, I am using this Say It and Mail It iPhone app. So hopefully it works. Okay, so I do have a couple of podcasts ready to roll, but I need to have internet to upload them. So it's going to be... Oh, and tomorrow I'm going to Broome in Western Australia for a week. So it's going to be another week and a half away. Okay, love your work. Keep driving all those... I don't know, how many cars have you got? 10? I lose count. It's so confusing.
Well, thank you very much, Scotty, the little Aussie battler, for that fantastic message. And the other thing I want to tell you about is Dennis in Colorado. Remember a couple of shows ago, I was wondering what Dennis in Colorado was up to. And he's responded. He's alive, ladies and gentlemen. He's alive. He's doing well in Colorado Springs still, although he's moving. I can't remember what he said. I'm not reading my emails while I drive, but he's, I think he moved residences, and he's had a little bit of knee surgery work, so he's recovering from that, but doing quite well as I understand it. So thank you, Dennis, for getting back to me, letting me know how you're doing. I'm glad you're doing okay. Sounds like you're doing okay. So that's good. So I want to talk to you about Pride 48 Las Vegas. I'm sort of kicking around an idea, and I'm wondering if people are interested in this. I've been thinking of setting up a Pride 48 shuttle, where I would rent a van and ferry people around Las Vegas. Now I'm just kicking this idea around because, as you know, it's gonna be some considerable investment, and I'm wondering if people are interested in signing up for rides. I may ask for a minimal donation for a ride to help defray the costs, possibly. I kind of have to decide how much I want to party and how much I want to drive people around Las Vegas. So I'm just investigating that. So I'll get back to you a little bit on that after I do a cost-benefit analysis and see if I can come up with some functional way for us to, you know, make requests to the Pride 48 shuttle when people need a ride, see if we can organize, you know, rides to the airport and things like that. Just doing a bit of hard cornering here, you may be able to tell from the squealing of the tires, because these tires are so fucked up. Or getting old. My tires are old. So stay tuned for more details on the Pride 48 shuttle. So, what do we got here? Oh, I can stay in this lane, can I? Yes. We got a lot of new lane, we have a lot of new road construction around here. And, so we got some new lanes. Oh, I should have stayed in that lane. Anyway, okay, so listen, I gotta tell you a little story about my work. You know, I don't talk about my work too much, but I'm fairly sure you're aware now that I work for the fire department. And, you know, one of the most important things to the firemen is the lunches, the fireman lunches. And so the guys are always asking if I'm in for lunch. And the problem is they make these huge, massive portions of food, and I'm just a little guy, and I've been noticing that I've been gaining weight from eating these goddamn lunches. So I've had to say, no more lunches, please, no more lunches. And so, now this is a good thing. When you earn your nickname for the fire department, you know you've made it in, right? So now the boys are calling me Tubbs because I'm so concerned about my weight. So I've earned my nickname. It's quite cute. I've earned my nickname Tubbs, and I guess that's a good thing, because I think when you earn your nickname, it's because they love you. So feeling quite honored to now have the nickname of Tubbs, which I find quite humorous. I'm not the least bit offended by that. So that's been interesting. So in order to get my to get my weight down, of course they bug me all the time, right, about if I'm gonna have a lunch or not. So in order to get my weight down, I've been, you know, using the weight room at work. We have this elliptical machine. It's really frustrating because, you know, you can hang on to the handles on this thing and it will record your heart rate and calculate your calories and how hard you're working and how much weight you're losing and all that. The thing is, like, as soon as you get on the machine, my heart rate goes up to, goes up to whatever, 100 and something. And it times and calculates how long you're in your, you know, premium heart rate. The thing is, though, as soon as you take your hand off of the machine, it stops calculating. So you get this running total, which is completely out of whack, because it thinks that for the whole time that you're not holding onto the thing, you have a heart rate of zero. So it says at the end of your workout, which you didn't even do in an hour on the thing, and it says, you've been in your target zone for 22 minutes. When in actual fact, you've been on the damn thing for at least 50 in your target heart rate, whatever zone. So I call bullshit to that. Stupid elliptical machines. Anyway, so such is my life. I'm, you know, now I have to be obsessive compulsive over the heart rate timer on the elliptical machine. So yeah, Pride 48 Vegas coming up September 19th, people. It's the next major vacation that I have planned. I think I'm just going to go there, handcuff myself to the bed and pass out my room key. And just, you know, see what comes of what comes. People can just hand my room key around. And I'll be there waiting with a bottle of vodka. Or a bottle of Tanqueray. Perhaps. Speaking of Tanqueray, and you know Big Fatty is doing the Name His Listeners contest. I actually kind of like puppets. I wouldn't mind being called Big Fatty's puppet.
I think that's a great name. I'm in favor of puppets. I'm just really open to the idea of being a puppet. Oh, God. Oh, let's move on. What else is on my list? Gotta look at my list. Okay, yes, we talked about that. Yeah, I don't know. I think that might be it. Oh, there goes a Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Just like Casey in Denver's. Yeah, I think that's going to be it because I'm almost at work. And I think I'm going to turn on some Bubala Chuckala music. I may play this for you. It may end. It's going to end prematurely because I'm almost at work. So you'll only hear a short bit of this. If indeed I play this out, I may just end the show now. So if you're interested in being picked up by the Pride 48 shuttle when you arrive in Las Vegas, email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. And we'll talk more about this Pride 48 shuttle idea. Maybe I will run it past the suits. Okay, people, take care. This is the Faye Driver. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely week. I'm going to have to give my handcuff keys to somebody trustworthy. Someone who can come and unlock me from the bed on Monday morning so I can go home. Maybe Miss Nessa. Miss Nessa, can I give you my handcuff keys?